Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Beverly Graves, writer of A Tinkerman's Christmas Eve. It's playing from the 1st to the 4th in the Joan Kuiper Farver Auditorium at the Pella Community Center. And to start things off, I'd just like to thank you for coming on. Let's talk Pella, Beverly.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. It's always fun to talk about theater any old time when you're a theater buff like I am.
So launching right into it, what's the basic plot?
It's all about the Tinkerman family. Jonathan and Karen are the couple of the house, and Grandma and Grandpa, their two kids, and Jonathan's sister, Judith, who is missing her husband, who is a career military man, and he is serving in Afghanistan. And so it's Christmas Eve. They're all gathering at the Tinkerman house, and Judith is missing her husband. And so the first act is just all about that kind of family environment and what it's like to have someone in the military. So I think it's kind of timely. And, you know, we have lots of people who have people in the service. And then Act Two is 1 year later, and he is now home. It's Christmas Eve again, and they're all gathering down at the church so that they can have a welcome home party for him and their Christmas Eve services.
Was there any specific inspiration behind the story, or was it just more it fit with the subject matter?
No, it actually fit with the music. Okay. Because when I originally wrote the story, it was in 2003. We were living in Albia, my hometown, taking care of my mom. She was ailing. And so we were there, and there was a group of people that wanted to do a show. And I auditioned them saying, come and sing your favorite Christmas song. We'll put together a Christmas variety show. And so after the people came, there was a whole list of songs that sounded like fun. And as I was thinking about how to put it together just for a music variety show, this kind of little story came in my head. And so the story is written around the music. So we have songs like Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, you know, the Christmas song, Holly Jolly Christmas, Winter Wonderland. The kids sing All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Jingle Bell Rock and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. So it's all of your, you know, favorite Christmas songs all wrapped around this little family story. And then we have carolers who come and sing Christmas carols. And then when they're at the church in Act Two, we have more Christmas carols. So it's all about your favorite Christmas music and this family gathering with this little bitty story.
There's Christmas music, obviously, in the play. Is the play mostly music, or is it mostly play, or is it like an even split?
No, it's mostly music. It's all about the music, because I think at Christmas time, people love to hear their favorite Christmas songs. You know, I always think people ought to get sick of them because you hear them over and over again. But I look forward to them every year at Christmas time, and I think other people do too. And so it's mostly about the music. So when I was auditioning, I didn't even audition speaking parts. I had the people come and sing. They had to select a song from the show to sing, and I cast it based on their ability to sing. So I'm really pleased with the quality of voices that we have in the show.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. We've sat down with Beverly Graves, writer of A Tinkerman's Christmas Eve, which is playing from the 1st through the 4th. How many people are in the production?
About 26, because we have the main family, then we have a group of church ladies, and then we have the pastor and his wife, and then we have a group of carolers that come and sing. So total, about 26.
So there are four shows, and three of them are evening shows, and one of them is a matinee.
Right.
Have any of them specifically sold out at this point?
Not yet, no. We're hoping that'll happen, but not yet. Quite often, I think after the first show airs, people, if they enjoy it, talk about it, and usually the crowd will pick up then subsequent nights.
Are the tickets more expensive if you wait to buy them, or are they the same price?
They are $7 for adults and $5 for children. You can get them at the Community Center Recreation Office.
So you've been working with the Union Street Players since the founding.
Yes. My husband and I started the group when we first moved here from Knoxville. We'd been involved with KAC, the Knoxville Area Community Theater. And when we moved here, there wasn't a community theater. And at that time, they were renovating the auditorium at the community center. And plans were also in the works for the Opera House to be restored. And so when we heard about those, I thought they need a community theater here then if they're going to have two places for theater productions. So ran an ad. Anybody interested in being involved in community theater, come at the meeting at the community center, and that's how it got started. And I was president for the first 5 years. My husband was treasurer, and we got the group going, and it's been going strong almost 25 years now.
Do you see a lot of the same faces show to show, Or does it really vary who is in productions?
I think you see some of the same faces because there are, you know, a core group of us who are, you know, gung-ho with theater, and so we're involved in, you know, different aspects of the theater. But in this show, I have quite a few new people. I have a new gal who's just moved to town, is the high school Spanish teacher. And another lady who moved here from the Chicago area with her family. Her husband has a job at Vermeer. And so it's nice to have new people who have moved to town get involved as well.
Once again, that was Beverly Graves sitting down with us and talking about A Tinkerman's Christmas Eve. You can see the show the 1st through the 3rd at 7 at night, or this Sunday, the 4th, at a matinee at 2 o'clock. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next.